Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening to the podcast today, where we'll give a brief preview of tomorrow's message. Tomorrow we'll be in Acts chapter 2 again, and we're going to look at just two verses tomorrow morning. We're going to look at verses 42 and 43. And we're going to see what it was like for that first church in Jerusalem in those days after the day of Pentecost. And what characterized the church in those early days? How does the Bible describe those believers and what was going on in the church at that time? There were approximately 3,120 believers. There had been about 120 when the day of Pentecost dawned, and by the end of that day, an additional 3,000 souls were added to the church after Peter's sermon on that day, as he exhorted them to repent and come to Christ, and they believed his message, the scripture says, and 3,000 souls were added to the church that day. And, you know, we might ask this question, what was it like to be a believer in that first church at that point? What was going on in Jerusalem during those days? Were they intently seeking extraordinary experiences to match or equal what they had experienced on the day of Pentecost? Well, it might surprise some people how the Bible describes the nature of that first church in those early days. And you see that right at the end of chapter 2 here in Acts, verses 42 through 47 really give you a description of what it was like to be in that church during those days. And the words that begin our text tomorrow morning tell us that they continued steadfastly in certain things. That's how it's described, that they continued steadfastly in certain things. And this means that they were faithful and they were consistent. There was an element of faithfulness and steadfastness in certain things that they took part in. And what were those things? Well, that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at the list of those things and talk about them and preach about them in the message tomorrow morning. So I hope you'll plan to be there and hear the message. And in the meantime, I'm going to ask you to pray that God will bless His Word as it's preached tomorrow, that He will attend the preaching of His Word with the power of His Holy Spirit, and pray that it will have full impact on all of our hearts and lives as we hear God's Word tomorrow. And I pray that the Lord will be pleased with our preaching and with our listening and the way that we worship Him by giving our attention to His Word. Well, if you've never been to Grace Baptist Church, you would be warmly welcomed there. And I need to tell you where we're located. If you've never been there, we're at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive. We're just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. The service begins at 11 o'clock for the worship time, but we also have a Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. And even prior to that, we have a little time of fellowship at 9:30 in our fellowship hall. If you need more information, you could call my cell number. It's 251-583-7930. I'd be glad to tell you more about our church. And if you need additional directions, to give you those directions. But you'd be warmly welcomed. You'd find that the people of Grace Baptist Church are people who love the Lord. They love His Word. They love to worship Him. And they love the people that come and are a part of the church there at Grace Baptist Church. So I hope you will plan to come be with us tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening to this week's podcast. We try to have it available at 10 o'clock each Saturday morning. And I hope you'll meet us back here each week to hear the podcast. But most of all, I hope to see you tomorrow morning at Grace Baptist Church. We begin again at 9:30, 10 o'clock for our Sunday school hour, 11 o'clock for the worship service. And so I hope to see you tomorrow morning at Grace Baptist Church. Until then, let's pray and let's invite others to meet us there. And when we're there, worshiping the Lord together, let's open God's Word.